Go. 98.1 KZE. I am delighted to chat with award-winning singer, songwriter, banjo player, and sculptor Tony Furtado. He is coming out to the East Coast for the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival this weekend. Tony, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm looking forward to coming out that way.
Yeah, yeah. So I talked to a lot of folks kind of mid-tour, but it sounds like you've got some downtime to relax. Has it been a nice summer for you?
Yeah, it's been pretty nice. The temperatures have been lower than usual out here in Portland, Oregon, where I live. Usually we're pretty scorching around now, but, you know. And it's funny, yeah, I keep my tours short these days, so there's usually a good chance you'll catch me not mid-tour.
Is that a deliberate choice? Because you spent many years touring heavily, right?
Yes, yes. Early on in my career, I used to tour just incessantly. And so, you know, the past number of years, since my son was born about 13 years ago, I've just kind of whittled it down to, you know, be potent short tours.
Yeah.
So I can be home as much as possible.
Well, it's cool that you've made Falcon Ridge part of that, that it made the cut. You know, I know a lot of folks really love Falcon Ridge Folk Festival. Is this one that you've done before?
I've never done Falcon Ridge. I've always wanted to, and we've been in touch for years and years, me and Anne, and this is just the stars aligned finally.
Yeah, yeah, and I believe your band is joining you, right? It's going to be a full band set?
Exactly. I've got an amazing group of guys playing with me.
Fantastic. Yeah, so tell me a little bit about what you've got planned and what are you thinking?
Well, this particular band has had the opportunity to play a handful of times, but every time it's just so much fun. Each of the members I've had a long history with. The fiddle player is a guy named Luke Price. He's an amazing singer and songwriter and guitar player as well. But with me, he mostly does fiddling and some harmony vocals. He's a 5-time Grand National Fiddle Champion and a member of a wonderful band called Love Dean, which is kind of a vintage soul sounding group. And then the mandolin player is a gentleman named Matt Flinner. And Matt and I go back to when we were teenagers entering the national banjo competition of all things.
Yeah.
And then we started a band called Sugar Beet back in the early 90s. And Matt went on to have a very successful career writing and recording instrumental music and playing with lots of folks. And he lives in the Northeast. And then rounding out the group is a gentleman named Todd Sikafoos, who's an incredible acoustic bass player, plays normally with Ani DeFranco, works a lot with Anais Mitchell, especially on Hadestown, all the music directing and all that stuff. So he's a Tony and Grammy Award-winning bass player.
Wow. Wow. So, yeah, this is truly like an all-star lineup.
It's a fun band to play with, I got to tell you.
Yeah. Are you looking forward to it?
Of course. Yeah. We're just doing a few shows together out there, and Falcon Ridge is kind of the keystone for the whole little run.
Yeah. Do you tell me about how you feel about music festivals? Is there anything kind of different or special about playing them versus playing one-off shows?
Well, music festivals, to me, they're wonderful for several reasons. One is it gives you the opportunity to play in front of large crowds of people that you might not normally have at your shows. You know, it's a good way for folks to hear a new band.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also a good way to entice, you know, maybe your listeners that haven't seen, heard you for years. And it's like, oh, hey, look who's playing at the festival. I think I'll make my way out, even though I haven't seen them in 20 years. And also just a general environment, you know, at a folk festival, it's always so welcoming and inviting and collaborative. You know, I never know who I'm going to run into that I want to say, hey, jump up on stage, help us sing this one.
Oh, that's awesome. I do. That's something that I hear about Falcon Ridge Folk Festival. It's very much that kind of community. And it's such a musicians festival that there's a lot of that going on and a lot of like families hanging out as well. Are your kids musicians as well?
I have one son and he is an amazing pianist. He's really digging in on jazz.
Oh, cool.
So It's been so fun to watch and be part of that.
A little hard to bring a piano on stage at a folk fest, though.
Yeah, he won't be with us.
Tony Furtado is my guest. You can see him this weekend at Falcon Ridge Folk Festival, one of our area's most beloved annual events. And do you happen to know which day you're playing? I should probably know that off the top of my head.
Yes, I do. We're going to be there Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Doing two sets?
Yeah. A couple sets on Saturday and one set on Sunday.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, I am so glad that you're coming out, and thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today.
Hey, it's my pleasure.